whirl is, and as that comes together, it just progresses across the country.
It's not a tornado, though, it's a...
cyclone, tornado, I don't know how you separate the thing.
So it's really the same thing as a tornado.
One's a little more severe than the other, I guess. I don't know how you would...
You're just about a mile north of town here, a new subdivision, and that's where all the damage was. There wasn't a house there, I don't think, that wasn't, you know, wrecked somehow.
It just come from across the country here. Well, it hit more west of Morocco, which is about 35 miles. And it seemed like it just take about a half mile strip right where these winds come together. As they squeeze in, you'll find it coming right up here.
Mm-hmm.
And just, that's the way it came across the country.
We were going to California about that time. And so he said something to the high school principal, engine. Did you say something to risk it about? Because he lived out there, and he said, well, if he knew him, but, you know, anybody that would like to stay here while we were gone. So we had two sisters. I think they were two old maid sisters. I don't think they'd ever been married. And they came and lived in our house while we were gone for 2 weeks. And so that they could be close. But it just seemed like the insurance companies just took forever, that it just seemed like they didn't accomplish much while they stayed here the 2 weeks. But it took an awful long time for those homes to get all rebuilt out there. But they were all brand new homes.
Oh, that's
just hitting that one spot, and that was it.
I guess last time we were driving through northern Indiana, we were driving, I guess it was east of South Bend.
Mm-hmm.
I never have been in a tornado myself, but boy, I saw this weird looking cloud front, and the sky was green, which is what I've always heard.
Well, more of an orange. I always thought it was more of an orange. Then it gets a funny color, they say.
It was very clear that, it was going east and we were going west, so I figured the best thing to do was just drive on.
Yeah, that's right.
But
I don't think they're any different everywhere, because I've been through areas from here to Indianapolis where they've gone through, and it's usually just a little narrow strip.
Mm-hmm.
It hits, and it just follows the direction of the wind sometimes. We had one go through out here by the river, so 25 years ago, I guess. We had bought some little chicks, and we used to keep a few chickens here. I went out after closed the store and picked them up. When I got home, we didn't have any electricity, and we had an electric brooder for the baby chicks.
Mm-hmm.
I went up to the telephone office to find out if they knew anything about the electricity, the house was going to be turned on. But we had the chickens in the house in a box, which would have been all right overnight or for the next day for newly hatched chicks. But anyway, the fellow tried to call the public service company, and he couldn't get through on the telephone line. And he had to call Crown Point, which is 20 miles this way.
Mm-hmm.
And the telephone call had to go clear out around Fowler, which is 50 miles that way.
Mm-hmm.
And way around to get into Crown Point. And then it was just a little hand-operated switchboard. And, well, they'd be down and fix it up. We thought, well, our folks lived out north here a couple miles in. And we thought we'd take a little ride. We picked them up, and we're going north. We got to the river bridge, and I said, hey, look, a lot of brush on the road here. Must have had some wind. But just before we got to the river bridge, and there was a house just across the river bridge on this corner, and we were here. And after I said something about the brush here, I got to the bridge, and I looked across, and I said, hey, that house over there is gone.
Wow.
And it just come down a county road, and it didn't hit anything but the road, it seemed like, until it come to a set of buildings, and then it would just sweep out and pick them up. And then you couldn't find a tree or anything harmed on either side of the road. And the next set of buildings seemed like get out there and sweep them away.